with a foul on the big 6'6 player for the Unionville Patriots.
You can't give up that little board to that little guard.
And he snuck in there and got contact. Holland originally had the ball, but he didn't manage to, his teammates didn't manage to box out. And what did we talk about?
Yeah, that was one of the keys.
I said you got to box out the littles, and they let Kraft get in there and get that. So Harbor Beach gets possession underneath. Second chance here now. Patriots have yet to touch the ball here in the first quarter on offense.
Andrew Seaman way out on the wing.
He gets it across to Kraft on the right side. Kraft pulls back to the volleyball line. Now he gets it over to Sorensen. Back over to Kraft on the right side. Looks to see what's open. Very patient here by the Pirates here. Now they get it down in the corner for Sorensen for three. His shot's long, no good. Rebound hustle down there by Rook. And Rick pushes it up the court to Botello in the corner. Back to Rick at the top. They swing it to the left side to Breyer.
Right. Breyer by three, Holland.
Or to Comer. Comer feeds it into Holland. Now back up to Rick. Rick to the right side to Fletcher. Back at the top to Rick. Swings it down in the corner to Comer. He dribbles in, splits the defense. Can't hang on to it. Vasovic gets on the ground. He can't save it. Kraft's on the ground. It goes out of almost out of bounds. It's saved by Sorensen. Sorensen trying to push it up the court to Vasovic in a wild 3 seconds there, but Harbor Beach loses it off their hands here.
A couple of turnovers already.
Everybody's hitting the deck, and you expect that from Vasovic.
Yeah.
Nothing less from Scott Krakowicz to get on the ground. We saw him come out last year. I was very impressed with him. He came out last year's district championship and was on fire. Fletcher takes the shot from the right side. No good. Rebound in the hands of Sorensen, but he's tied up, and they're going to get the jump ball as Comer gets in there. Possession arrow gives it to USA Patriots. 6:28 here in the first quarter. Nobody's yet to crack open the rim.
Yeah, right under their backboard. 2-3 zone.
Holland inbounds it to Botello on the left side to the truce. It's blocked there by Sorensen. Tipped into the hands of Kraft. Kraft's got 2-on-1, but Sorensen takes it himself up over Botello. No good. Rebound controlled by Dan Rick. Rick pushes it up the court, the left side to Comer. Comer brings it up, throws it down in the left corner to Botello. Swings it back to the top to Rick. Back to Botello, bounce pass inside now to Holland. Holland makes the move, goes up with the hook, takes it off the glass,
great
opens
job
up the scoring for USA.
Yeah, we got that inside game up to match up with the 6'6" guy.
2-0 Patriots with the early lead here. Now they get it to Krakowicz from the right side. He throws it down inside low to Sorensen for the 19-footer. Sorensen gets all that. Tie ball game, 2-2 here, early going, 5:44 in the first quarter. Great
pressure
game.
2-2-1 pressure, it's kind of a token pressure, they're backing up quick.
Holland gets it in the paint, throws it to Botello. Quick ball movement here by the Patriot. Looks good, and that's what they need.
Yep.
They were a little bit more stagnant on Wednesday night. They are not tonight, they are today, this afternoon. Botello gets it to Holland inside, he goes up over, booms, and he rattles them home.
Another great assist.
Making it 4-2, and they're doing exactly what you said there, Mary Lee. They're establishing
inside
the inside-outside game right now. It's all inside, those
yep
two buckets. Holland there is defending Seaman. Seaman had it in the paint. Now he gets it back to the top to Kobe. Over to the left side to Kraft. Bounce pass to Boom. Boom tries to slice in the baseline. Botello has position. Boom's just going to get the charging call, and that'll be the first foul there for the Pirates.
That really fired up that USA bench.
That was a nice baseline cut there by Booms, but he should have just held up a little bit and taken that jump shot because Botello had no help, and he definitely is much taller than Botello.
Right.
Easy for us to say. We're standing here.
It's kind of surprising having Botello down on that block, but they don't really have another guy that's tall enough to get down there.
USA makes it up the court easily through Harbor Beach's token press. Now they get it over to the right side to Rick. Rick gets it back to top of Fletcher. Fletcher to the left side to Comer, inside to Holland. Holland again from just inside the free throw line, and he's money right there.
Yeah.
Money. Three in a row, same spot. First one was a hook. The last two have been just a turnaround jump shot. Krakowicz gets it, throws it over the right side for Sorensen for three, and he drains it, making it a 6-5 game USA with the lead, and Sorensen looks to have the hot hands for the Pirates. Now they get a quick squeeze deal there. As it was squeezed out of the hand, Neal got it to Kraft. Laid it up and in. Harbor Beach takes the lead. Now they get a deflection. This time Rick gets it under control. Now sets it up, gets it up to Fletcher on the right side. He gets it to Holland, the same spot. Holland, another one from the middle. 8-7 USA with the lead. Looking at our first substitutions getting ready to come into this game. And I should say we're going to play a fast tempo game right now, Mary Lee.
Well, you know what? It feels like it's fast, but it's really not. But we've got some scoring going on, so
Sorensen for another three. This one doesn't fall, but Booms gets the rebound, lays it up, no good. Rebound goes up. Jay Collins that time boxed out Mr. Booms and got the rebound. 3:33 to go here. Patriots pushing it up the court. They got the lead, 8-7. Get it to the right side to Comer. Comer gets it inside to Holland. This time he throws a skip pass across to Botello. Quick pass up to the top to Rick. Rick gives it to Botello from the left side. His three's no good. Holland taps the rebound out to Botello. Kraft tries to tie him up, but it's going to go into the backcourt. USA tracks it down by Rick there. Nice job by Holland to tip it out of there. Almost looked like he was trying to play a little volleyball.
He was not ready for that.
Dan Rick takes the long three. It's no good. Booms gets the rebound, but he throws it right into the Patriots' hands, and now they get it again. Holland gets it again. Shoots over Booms. This time he can't get it to fall. Booms was a little bit closer and actually got in his grill that time.
They actually were trying to go a little bit too fast on the outlet, and the outlet was not ready.
Seaman takes the shot from the top. No good. He crashes into the get the rebound and tips it out of bounds, and it's going to go to USA underneath. 2:24 to go. USA with the lead, 8-7. The substitutions, Mary Lee?
We've got, McGrayer went in, and the other one. Mazur.
Mazur stepped in.
Mazur stepped in.
So now they get it to the left side. Fletcher gets across the timeline. And McBrayer's at the top. And like we said, the guards here are about five deep, six deep, just in guards for the USA. So they can switch it up, and they don't have much change here. They often shoot the three. Now we're going to get a holding call away from the play, and it's going to go against Mazur. Mazur was trying to keep
Jake Holland in check and checked him a little too much.
Holland's got about 30 pounds on him and 4 inches there, so
they have nobody to match with him.
Botello's going to take it out under his basket, and he finds Fletcher. Fletcher's wide open for the three. No good. Rebound to Sorensen. Sorensen brings it up the court. Nobody boxed him out on the weak side. He was standing there by himself. He brings it all the way up the court, gives it to Krkovic at the top. Krkovic sets his offense, comes to the right side. Now he skips past back to Kraft on the left side. He pulls it back out to the volleyball line. Brings it back to Krkovic. Krkovic is picked up there tight. Gets it back to Sorensen for three. His three is good. Money from there.
Great shot. He's got going right now.
Harbor Beach retains the lead now. 10-8 with 1:44 to go. Token press here by the Pirates. They get it to Jake Holland at the top of the key. He gets it over to the right side to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbles it up to the top. They swing it around the corner to McBrayer. He comes in and goes up with a floater from the baseline. No good. Rebound right into the hands of Seaman. And we're going to get a reach in foul by one of the USA guards.
Yeah, and they did a great job of boxing out that time. And they really rotated well down on the low post.
And that foul for USA is going against Andrew Botello. He picks up his first team second. 1:30 to go. Harbor Beach with the lead, 10-8, and the ball. And substitutions, Mary Lee.
Holland and Rick take a seat, and it looks like we've got Kyle Fletcher back in and Gangler.
So this time Kyle Fletcher makes his first appearance, and Dakota Gangler makes his first appearance
in the
game.
And on the Harbor Beach side, we have Aaron Gimper in for
Harbor Beach gets it down on the low block to Ginther. He throws it back out to Krkovic over to the left side to Kraft. Back up top to Krkovic. Back to the left side to Kraft. He's going to go for three. No good. Long rebound, and it's tracked down there by McBrayer. McBrayer looks to push it up to 30. Finds a wide open Fletcher, but Harbor Beach made a nice recovery and got back there and tipped it around. So good play by the two Harbor Beach Pirate players to get back and save that because he was wide open.
They are so quick, and they got some deflections, and then deflections end up being steals.
They get it down low side, and we're going to get a three-second lane violation right here.
Another turnover.
Nope. We're going to get a foul called, and that's going to go against number 12.
Yeah, Ginther, it was a moving screen, really. He was just moving way too much.
46 seconds to go here in the first period. Harbor Beach 10-8, USA with the ball. They get it across the timeline. McBrayer brings it to the top. Pulls up, gives it to Botello in the corner, bounced past the Gangler, but couldn't get it into him.
Steal.
Seaman jumped in there and got in the passing lane, did a good job because he almost tipped it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Did a good job to maintain possession of that. Harbor Beach is going to work for the last shot here or a wide-open back door. 20 seconds to go here. Krkovic is going to stand here and dribble. And 12 seconds now. And USA is content to give him the last shot. Now we see him low, double down, low screen on the block. They give to Sorensen. He comes around, makes a curl in the paint. No good.
Great play.
Rebound control there by Gangler. Not enough time to get the shot off. At the end of the first quarter, it's